Good morning, good afternoon, good night. I'm here for you and your mindset. And I was listening to this YouTube video just now. Actually, it's a podcast, but it's through a YouTube video. You know how that goes. And it's by Short Story Long, is what it's called, by Drama. And he was just interviewing Steve Bartlett. And I remember Steve Bartlett being one of the first people who motivated me to start on this personal development journey once I learned about it through online network marketing. And it just made me click on it because he was one of the first people that I saw like motivational videos from and got inspired to continue on this journey that's led me to where I am now. So I clicked on the video and he talks about how he created his podcast to build his brand called Diary of a CEO. And I was just here listening to it, and he said how he sometimes does solo podcasts at 3 to 5 a.m. just in the cupboard underneath his stairs. Harry Potter. And it just inspired me, I guess, to continue and try to really share as much value as I can with the world. Maybe not through just video, but through audio as well. So it got me thinking about how I should start this podcast. Now, as I'm actually doing this podcast, I'm thinking about the 90-day challenge that I've done already and how I can just get that audio and upload that onto this podcast as well. Then I can start interviewing people and just sharing as much value as possible. I don't even know what it's going to lead to. I just know that I want to share my thoughts if anybody's willing to listen. Some of it may be for significance, how I want to tell people that I have a podcast. Hey, go check it out. It's mine. Because I used to tell people I do live videos on Facebook every day. That brings me to the next point. My next thought, I guess. I was listening to a podcast. I listened to plenty of podcasts if you didn't get that. And this one is from, it's called Akimbo. Seth Godin is his name. His name just leapt out of my mind as soon as I decided to remember it. Seth Godin, called Akimbo, amazing podcast. And he was speaking, I listened to a few of them, and he brought up this point over and over again, how people like us do the things we do. And it's all about the story. Or people like us do things like this. You'll get it if you listen to this podcast, but he said that people like us do things like this. And he said, it's all about the story you tell yourself. And how if you just simply want a different perspective or a different way of thinking or to do something different, all you have to do is tell yourself a different story. He was talking about coincidences in one episode called Coincidences and Grilled Cheese. Specifically, I was listening to that today. And he said that coincidences don't happen, or they're more likely to happen than we think. And it's really just a story that we tell ourselves that it's a coincidence. And if we actually look at the statistics and the odds, they're way higher than we thought. But because we don't look at the odds, and we don't think about these statistics, now it's a coincidence. And now we can go around and tell people that we had a coincidence that day. And that's the story we want to tell ourselves. One more interesting topic on Seth Godin. He had an episode about tipping. I'm a server right now. And he said how if someone who's wealthy leaves a nice tip, it's worth more to the person who left the tip rather than the actual server who's receiving the tip. Because it gives them a story that they tell themselves. It's worth more to tip that server a higher percentage because they can tell themselves a different story. And that was just very interesting. So in my head, I was like, so if I just want to tip less, I just tell myself a different story and I'm good. But it was just very interesting in how we can just tell ourselves a different story. So I'm not sure if that even makes sense to you, or even makes sense to me, or even makes sense in general. But it was very interesting how it's worth more to tip that server a higher percentage because of the story that the person that tips can tell himself or herself. And some kind of status they have with their friends around them. Yeah, I tip the server nice because I can. Because I have that option. Because of so many different things. But it's just a story. Like, it's just fabricated. It's not an actual reality. It's literally a story you tell yourself. A person that has $40 in their bank account, that's all they have. And a person that has $400,000 in bank account, that's all they have. If they both go and buy a burger for $10 at a restaurant, and one tips $30, and the other tips $30, they both tip the same amount. But in their own mind, was it harder for the person that only has $40 total to give away all their money? Or was it harder for the person who has $400,000? And why was it? When it's the same amount of money. Well, it's because of the circumstances. I think I'm unraveling this entire concept in my own mind in audio form to you. Give me your thoughts on that. Either way, this is just what I'm trying to get. Is this just a story that I'm telling myself? And if so, what if I tell myself a different story? Your next.